Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I have been burnt,
rightly so, yeah. About a couch to 5K.
Joe, what? Honestly, you might as well just start it again.
Then. My body is a very powerful thing and it really remembers.
Welcome to the secret world of slimming clubs on the Secret Recordings Network. If you've ever thought about exercising on holiday, then thought about it again, then this is the podcast you need. With me are my fellow dieters, Jo.
I was once very close to packing my gym gear to go to America.
What?
I didn't, obviously, but I was close to packing the sports bra.
Fuck off.
I did. I was going to go in the hotel. I was going to go in the hotel gym.
Liar.
That is not a joke.
I can actually beat you, by the way. I did actually go on holiday. I went to a 5-star all-inclusive adults only resort and I was just like, yes, this is when I was at my skinniest because I'd done Exante the week before, so I was really skinny. And I actually packed my stuff. Yeah, I didn't actually take out the suitcase once.
Sure. And that's Victoria in a past life. We're not all weighing at the moment. I am. But we'll come to that soon.
Let's
start with an update from me.
Welcome to the start of a brand new week. Marks the end of my week on holiday, which was basically just a week off of work. And I feel like that's the first time that I've had a break from my normal routine where I've absolutely stuck to a diet. So that's a little achievement in itself. It paid off because I weighed myself yesterday and another £2 down. Wow. This week going forward, my challenge to keep trying new recipes is also what's helping me stay on plan at the minute. So I'm going to do the leek and barley risotto in the Fast 800 book. Also having carrot mash this evening. I did get the impression, though, that no matter how well I do on this diet, which, might add, is almost a stone since I've gone back on the Fast 800, managed to admittedly squeeze, into my target waist item in the last week as well. And I'm the lightest I've been in over a decade. No matter how successful I am on this diet, those bitches won't let me win Slimmer of the Week. But I've resigned myself to that. That jealousy is just something that I'm going to have to deal with in my success.
Oh my God, I think that was like the quickest nap that I've ever had in my life because I think I just completely zoned out then.
Oh, bless you. I told you jealousy is not an attractive trait.
So you're actually doing it.
Yeah.
You're actually really doing it, even on a week off work.
Yeah. I prepped everything, I planned everything, executed it perfectly, even had a Nando's on plan. I went on the Fast 800 community webpages on Facebook and asked for some advice, gave me advice, had a delicious dinner and kept to plan.
Joe, so, I think there's no breaking her. I just don't think we can do it. I think this is the new Katie now.
Well, update, there is breaking her. Because she went off plan last night.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very accidentally. Well, it was a real error of judgment. I had something that I thought was fine, and it turned out it didn't. It had carbs in. It was a sweet potato. It was like a sweet potato rice alternative thing that I used instead of the cauliflower. I thought it was the same as the squash one, but
how
it wasn't.
How dare you?
I know. I felt so shit.
Essentially resets your body to start again.
No. No.
I mean, that's just a rumour.
Absolutely not. No. The thing is, again, like today, just got back on it. Again, not had any lunch because the inevitable might happen for Slimmer of the Week. Is more than likely going to happen for Slimmer of the Week this week. So I've got to be prepared to whether or not I'm going to have a stupid biscuit in the fucking extra portions episode.
Don't. Biscuits are beautiful. But, do not criticise them.
Never diss a biscuit, not on this podcast.
But I've decided, like, when I get to the next stone bracket down, Because, I mean, I'm sure that I've already mentioned this. I mean, I know I have. I am the lightest I've been in over a decade.
You haven't mentioned that?
Yeah, not for the last 2 seconds. but when I get to the next stone bracket down, I have decided I will treat myself to something that I'm starting to crave, which is a McDonald's breakfast. Because that's the one thing that I, even from being in my 20s and having that as the perfect hangover cure, I just remember it, that I'm wanting. So I feel like I can reward myself when I get in the next stone bracket. I've got about £5 to lose to get there. So
2 weeks?
Yeah.
Two to three?
I'll give myself 3 weeks to do it in. But yeah.
So in 3 weeks, Victoria, she's going to go off the rails, just to let you know.
Yay, my favourite version of Katie will be back.
It is hard, though, because if you've ever, like, stuck to plan, I mean, you won't know this, Victoria, but...
I can't relate to this.
If you've ever stuck to plan for a long time and then you have one day going off the rails, which is absolutely fine, by the way, it's so hard then. It's so hard because all of a sudden, all these the sugars are racing around your body that you've not had for a long time. And you suddenly, it's very hard to get back on. Now, you can do it. Many, many people do. So let's not say you won't. But that is a real tricky situation.
It is. But it's not even one day. It's one meal of one day. That's what I've got to look at it as.
Oh, you sound like a consultant now.
It's completely changed my mindset, I'll be honest. I don't even know what it is that's spurring me on to do so well. The fact that I'm fucking trouncing the arses off both of you.
Oh my god.
Loads of people messages. We are getting lovely messages.
Oh, Katie, you look so amazing. Katie, you look so good.
I do.
Look at your face.
I really do. I know. It's just so much slimmer. all these little things really do help spur you on. Not that you two would know. So it's
you don't know how I'm doing because I have not weighed since before lockdown.
Right, yeah, but this is... Do you not think that that's a massive error on your part, though, Jo?
Like, well, any time will tell.
When are we back in groups?
Well, my leader on Slimming World said she thinks it's... I can't remember what she said, either 3 weeks from now or third week in August, which might be the same thing. Can't remember. Right. But it's not confirmed yet. She's just awaiting confirmation. So I can go quiet for a bit and then see what happens. But it's maximum 30 people only.
Okay.
So I think I'm... And you've got to book in. So I might book in last minute. So she then goes, I'm sorry, we've got no space.
Oh my God.
Nice.
Not my fault. Not my fault. You're the one who's told me not to come in. So, I mean, who knows? I've got 3 weeks, haven't I, to catch you up.
Oh, look, come on. Do you want to know how much weight I've lost this month?
No, because it's all unofficial.
No one cares.
Well, 9.5 pounds, so there you go.
Let's preemptively say well done, but it is unofficial. Because you're right. Not on any of
the... Fair point, Joe.
Are you going to go back to weigh on official scales when groups start going back?
Well, yeah, I want to. However, like, I am a little bit worried. If it's a maximum of 30 people, well, then surely they're going to prioritise people that have been asked to pay the Zoom fees for the last 4 months.
Sure.
So they'll get priority. Mm. Then what happens to the rest of us? You know, like, where do we fit in?
Find another group, darling.
Well, I mean, I have exhausted... I mean, actually, no, I'm the lightest I've been in a decade. I could go to any of
these. No one will recognise you.
Exactly. I'm like a new woman, so it's all good. It's all fine.
Well, well done.
Thanks. She says through gritted teeth.
You know what, Katie? I will give you this one because I do know what it's like to get into something that you have tried to get into. That is a good feeling. So I do applaud you for that.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Agreed.
But that's as far as my niceness will go.
That's enough.
Can I just say, though, you know my target waist item? I don't like it anymore.
Even when you actually get into it properly?
Yeah. It's a bit old, like, because I bought it early 2000s, yeah.
So you don't want it anymore. Bin it.
I need a new kind of sassy outfit.
Right, buy it in the size you want to be.
Oh, I did that years ago, guys. Literally, I bought a pair of jeans that I loved, bought them in the size smaller, never, ever able to get into them, ever. That was a waste of 40
quid. Have you got them now? Because, I mean, I don't mind trying them on myself.
Oh, my God. Do you know what? Katie, if you get to a size 8, I will literally, eat whatever.
A size 8? Like, I've said before, 8. My skeleton is at least a size 14, so I'm not bothered.
Not happening then.
No. To move on to our excuse of the week this week. Lorraine sent this one in. She says, a lady in my Slimming World Zoom meeting said she gained weight last week because she choked on a prawn. The prawn got stuck in her throat. She drank water. It didn't budge. God. She tried milk and squash, but that didn't work either. The only thing that could dislodge it was chocolate. And she had to eat the whole bar.
God,
that's trauma, though.
You've got to make sure it gets down.
Do you think, oh yeah, choking on a prawn, I know, chocolate, because of course they go together.
It might have been the first thing she had to hand.
Could you imagine? Oh my God.
I don't think I like the thought of a chocolate prawn combo, though.
That's a lot of flavours going on there. With milk and squash as well.
Although I have smashed a packet of prawn cocktail crisps and then a bar of chocolate, so I'm assuming it's pretty much the same.
Yeah.
Right, reminder then that our next Secret Slimming Club Zoom meeting is tonight. £100 is up for grabs again. There are 10 envelopes to play for with cash and other prizes as well. Oh, and some forfeits to warn people of just in case.
Yeah, there are.
Joe comes up with those, not me. Can I just take... That's all of her responsibility.
Yeah, not me either.
So you just have to sign up to our Patreon to be involved. For just £3 a month to support the podcast, our Patreon membership gets you 4 extra portions episodes, an exclusive sticker and access to our Zoom meetings. So hopefully we'll see you tonight. Be careful, though, because it is the end of the month. So new people signing up get charged on that day and then on the 1st of the next month. So if you want to wait until August the 1st, that's fine too. You'll just miss out on tonight's meeting, but you can join us for the next one in 2 weeks. Next time.
Absolutely.
That's patreon.com/secretslimpod, patreon.com/secretslimpod, or you can download the Patreon app in the App Store. Right, before we move on to our next weigh-in, we've heard from several of you again this week at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter, and on Facebook. And of course, you can join in the Secret World of Slimming Clubs community group on our Facebook page. You can chat with other listeners of the podcast and us as well.
Jenny messaged saying, my consultant put a video on our Slimming World Facebook group saying how worried she was about people. She couldn't understand why we'd all been so good through lockdown, attending Zoom meetings, etc. And now that she's told us that groups are reopening at the end of August, she's had over 30 people say they might not come back. I didn't have the heart to say, well, they're all shitting a brick, aren't they, love? Because they've all lied for 4 months.
Oh, my God.
This is the greatest times. When you're going back to your group, literally, I mean, it doesn't matter for me because I've not been lying or weighing.
No.
However, those of you that have lied, please contact us. It's the greatest story of lockdown is the weight lying.
They are the messages I like the most.
Yeah, me too.
Like the panic in people's messages, it's palpable.
I've definitely not lied, but I have definitely ghosted to the point where I can't even tell you the last time I heard from my leader.
Ladies,
I don't even think I'm part of the group anymore.
This is the secret world of slimming clubs. We need to be going to a club.
I might drop her a message. Might pop in and say, like, we'll see. Kerry says, clubs are open in Cyprus now. I went yesterday. Hand gel and signs everywhere. No one used it. We weren't allowed to use the toilet, even though when the place turns back into a restaurant, you can. You had to bring your own drink and wear shoes on the scales. I went with a reasonably heavy sandal, as at some point we're allowed to take them off. Free weight loss for when the motivation has gone. We were all given a post-lockdown 4-week diary thing. I filled out the planner for food while eating pizza. That's commitment.
It's commitment if you're honest about the pizza. It's another way of lying.
Oh, here she goes.
Katie, I thought you'd be all up for this because if you're getting like 4-week diaries and books and stuff, you love collecting that shit.
Yeah, I'm
so
a bit of a station.
Surely.
Yeah. I've got lots of those kind of things at home. Have you selected your footwear for return to group yet, though?
I think I might go in a flip-flop.
Flip-flop. Yeah, I've got a £1 flip-flop that I got from Poundland fucking donkeys ago.
Oh, right.
I love them.
Well, they're made out of paper, I think, to be honest, so.
Oh, my God, do you know what I could go in? You know the slippers that you have for, like, spa days?
Oh, yes.
Yes! Oh, my God.
Totally light as a feather.
But literally like paper.
Alison Louise says, so today I restarted my shake diet. I weighed myself and I'm heavier than when I originally started. 8th time's a charm, right?
Will that be catching up to you, Katie? How many times have you started a diet?
Doesn't matter. The journey you've been on, Joe, it's where you are now.
Rhianne Power says, I gave a thank you teacher gift from me to me. 4 months of homeschooling while working. I thought I deserved a weekend treat. 2 bottles of Prosecco and a tray of cakes. No other bugger in this house was going to say thanks or buy me a gift. Well done.
I love that. Katie, did you do that? Because didn't you homeschool?
I did homeschool, actually. But again, because I'm just the saint that I am. Just have an apple.
God, I shouldn't have asked. Sarah James said, picked up a book in a charity shop called Chocolate Busters, The Easy Way to Kick It. I'm hoping it will help cut out the chocolate. Desperate times. The first page tells me to continue eating chocolate as much as I want. So I thought I'd have a chunky Kit Kat. I think I'm going to like this book.
This is what they do, isn't it?
Right. It's the same for the cigarette one. But also, when I had a really messy breakup with a boyfriend, I bought a book. I can't miss, like, I used to miss him, but now my aim's improving, something like that. And all I read was the first bit where it said it's okay to carry on having sex with them for a little while. So I just carried on that for a bit. Just 2 years. We just had sex for 2 years after our breakup, and then I was fully cured. I want that book, Sarah James. Mel says, so my group restarted yesterday. Did I go? No. Instead, I went for a walk to the stall the milkman set up during COVID for milk, proper local farmhouse butter, cheese, and some extremely pink strawberry milk.
Nice. It's a
hold on, Katie. I thought you could have butter on your stupid diet.
Yeah, you can. I put it in. I put it in my carrot mash the other day.
So why are you like? Yeah, I'm butter, in and cheese. Iron about that.
Yeah, she has it all.
A prosciutto ham. Everything full
fry
fat.
Light.
Yeah, no. Olive oil.
I love fry light. Let's not this.
Everyone whose message gets read out on the podcast will receive an exclusive Guess Who's Now Dieting sticker to show off at your next group. When they do reopen, just get in touch with your name and address. Right, it's time for update number two, and it's Jo.
Back on here after 2 weeks off, where I went to Cornwall and had all of the fish and chips, then got back, and then we went to Whitby and had all of the fish and chips there. So it's been great. What a great time. However, back on the Joe Russell, what have I called the diet I'm on? Something like the Joe Russell liquid nutritional joy diet. Anyway, whatever. I'm back on it, so I'm having shakes and smoothies and anything that's liquidized. Shove it my way. A lot of people are going on our social media going, I've just started the Couch to 5K. Do you think I'll finish it before Joe? Well, I've been on holiday, haven't I? Anyway, the gyms have reopened, so I am going to test it out. Test out the old treadmill, see how many Ks I'll be running this week. Even if it feels safe to do so, obviously, that's the caveat there.
Jesus Christ. All of that was a caveat.
What are you talking about? I have been burnt badly on social media this week about...
Rightly so. Yeah.
About the Couch to 5K achievement.
Achievement?
This week. I got up to week 7, didn't
I? Yeah, you got up to week 7 7 weeks ago.
Yeah, but...
And where are we now?
Week 7. I don't know whether when I do go back to the gym, either... Well, maybe Friday. I don't know. It's this week.
What?
When I go back to the gym.
2 days, so tomorrow or Friday?
I'm very busy tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Probably Friday. When I do go back, I don't know whether to go back a few steps, you know, a few weeks on it, or to really just...
I'm not... Joe, honestly, it's been that long now. You might as well just start it again from the beginning. You've got more chance of actually doing it then.
My body is a very powerful thing and it really remembers. Our body does remember very quickly what stage it should be at.
I still think, I don't even run, and I still think I'm going to finish this before you do.
That's what everyone's saying. People are like, oh, look, I'm on week 2. Do you think I'll finish it before, Joe?
Yes, absolutely, I do.
Is that not spurring you on, though, to go, fuck you, and go and do it?
Not really.
No, okay.
I'm not easily led in those terms. But the thing is, I am going to finish it.
Right.
Like, I'm determined to finish it. Which...
Before you die?
Sure. I mean... But I just... The problem we've got... as I die, probably. The problem we've got, and this is the dilemma I'm at, now I'm going to do it at the gym. It will have to be a full 5K. And I don't want to throw shade on the people doing it on the app. But there are a lot of people that just run for 30 minutes on the app.
Why has it got to be a full 5K? It's always got to be a full 5K. Because it's a couch to 5K.
It doesn't, because on the app, you just run for 30 minutes. They assume you've done 5K. So here's what I want to say to any of you that are throwing me shade.
Oh my God, I'm crying.
There's a lot of people throwing me shade and I want to throw it right back at you. If you've just sent me a bloody screenshot of the app saying congratulations, where's the fucking proof? Where's the fucking proof that you've actually ran 5K? Or have you just ran for 30 minutes? Whatever, ladies. Send me another app with distance. I want a distance app.
Jo, how long have you run for in total? Like, what's the longest you've run for?
About 3.8 Ks.
No, I mean, how many minutes have you run for?
25.
So they're still beating you if they've run for half an hour.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, do I just do the half an hour? Is that my aim? Or is my aim full 5K? It's so complicated.
5K, that is the whole aim. It's not couched to 30 minutes.
It is, the apps are, though. That's my point. No one's showing me how far they've ran. They're just showing me that they've ran for 30 minutes. And I throw it right back at the ladies. Whatever.
Jo, how many weeks actually is the program? So you're on week
it's
seven.
Nine
how many
weeks
are there?
Nine.
Yeah, I'm so close.
It's 2 weeks left.
I'm so close.
I can't breathe.
Oh, this has killed me.
Right, let's talk about your liquid diet.
Yeah, it's going well.
Do we have to?
Right, you were talking about fish and chips, so I did a bit of research, and Wiltshire Farm Foods, which do foods for old people, they do like a blended fish and chip, which if you fancied both.
That is disgusting.
You could have a liquid fish and chip.
Interesting. So you're saying I could put it in the NutriBullet,
well, this is what your claim is about these liquid diets. You can have anything as long as it's liquid form.
Yeah, then that's okay. What essentially what I'm doing.
I'll give it a go, Jo. I'm intrigued about this.
You're all
breakfast.
Taking the piss. And I am going to continue, ladies, flying the flag for the athletes on this podcast.
You've just insulted all the athletes.
Oh, yeah, shit. Take that back.
Do you know what, Jo? I think I'm more of an athlete than you.
Well,
and that's saying something.
Again, you haven't caught up to me yet, darling. So I'll see you at week seven. See you in 7 weeks.
Jo's just going to wait for week seven. She wants us all to catch her up, and then she'll try and beat us.
That's what I'm doing. I'm just being a friend.
Okay.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Every week, we're going to be taking nominations for a hero. Now, this is somebody who has gone above and beyond and bravely built up the courage to lie in public about their food consumption.
Nice.
Some of these are my favourite things,
yeah,
I think,
me
to
too.
Hear. Bike Life Daddy says, I was once in my local pizza shop and made out that I was on the phone to my dad, ordered 2 18-inch pizzas, and made out we were having family over. In fact, I was having a movie night. On my own. 3 days later, my dad came home from the shops and asked where his slice of pizza was. He'd bumped into the pizza man.
Oops.
Oh my God.
No. Isn't it funny that we think we have to justify it? Like, why can't you go to the pizza place, buy two pizzas? They don't care. They don't question whether it's for you. They just assume you've got like 50 people round. They don't even question it. I don't know why we feel we have to go.
Because they probably are questioning it in their head.
Do you think? Do you think they're not just going, yeah, well, there's
absolutely
a family?
Joe, right. So I used to work in a fish and chip shop when I was a teenager. This is a sweeping statement, but like it's exactly how the team used to discuss it. They'd be like, a woman who'd come in, like a really big woman and a really big guy would come in together. I mean, they're probably dead now, so it's not going to offend them. And like they'd order two large portions of chips. I remember this. And it was two pies. It was a big battered sausage each and a big fish each.
Oh, it sounds amazing.
And that was their order every Friday. They didn't have kids. They didn't have any other like people in the family.
That's and did they ring any...
They'd ring ahead and place the order.
But do they ring any mystery people while... No. No, do you want anything else?
No, but my point is, we judge them on that.
Yes, okay, fine, yeah.
So yeah, they totally do judge you.
Yeah.
I mean, by all means, go into your local pizza shop, order two pizzas and see how that goes.
See how it happens, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we would definitely judge. Joe, come on, if we worked in a pizza shop, we would judge.
How very dare you.
Right, it's time for our last update of the podcast, and it's Victoria.
I have decided to do my own. So... in June, I did really well. I stuck to plan and lost £7, just a reminder. This month, I have spent practically most of it off plan. And I have eaten what I wanted, pretty much. I have reined the rum in, though, so that's something. But I have been thinking, I'm going to then get back on plan for August. So, how about a month on and a month off? Month on, month off. Genius, right? I am so, so going to get two strain by Christmas doing this method. Absolutely.
2 days till weigh-in, Victoria, then. So how are you feeling?
Yeah.
Well, funny you should mention that. So I was actually going to, I thought, right, we're recording this. I'll jump on the scales and I'll do it a few days early. I'll weigh myself.
Great.
Yeah, the batteries have gone.
Oh, really?
Genuinely have gone. And I thought, this is a sign from the weighing gods. To not weigh myself.
Okay, so we've got a Zoom meeting later.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
As you're hearing this tonight on the Thursday. So maybe do you
live
want me to slip in a live weigh-in?
Matty P was our live weigh-in last week. Yeah. Maybe we should have that little...
Yeah, no, I think I'm going to wait until the first because, I mean, I have done that before. But I'm really up for this, like, month on, month off thing. Although I haven't really thought about it properly because I did have quite a few messages yesterday from people saying, oh, you do realise, though, that you're going to have to be on plan in December.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I didn't think that one through. Yeah. So
is anyone on plan in December, though? Isn't that...
I am.
No. Ah, shut up. Okay, so this isn't about you. This is about me. It's my turn.
So I'm
really changing. So we're doing 2 stone by Christmas. I'm going to do 2 stone by December the 1st.
Oh,
I mean, yeah.
Big talk.
But 2 stone from when, though, love? Because if you're not going to weigh yourself this month, we don't know how much you've gained in the last 4 weeks.
Well, she...
1st of August to the 1st of December.
Fine.
2 stone.
Fine, from now.
Telling you.
So happening. Would you think you'll change your month on, month off, depending on what happens on the 1st of August?
We'll see. I don't know, Joe. I can't comment on that because I haven't seen the number.
Because if you've had a shit month, you could have put that £7 that you keep telling us you lost. You could have put that that you keep telling us. You could have put that back on in the month.
Sure, but then I do think the more you have to lose, the easier it is. So if anything, if I've put the £7 on, it's actually just made it easier for me to lose the 2. Oh,
that's really shit, actually.
It is interesting, though, because I have been...
Fair point, isn't it?
I've been following a load of new diet Facebook groups for inspiration, because you two give me none. And there's a lot of people that have been, like, dieting and going, I've lost £10 in my first week, like 800-calorie people. Mm-hmm. And you go, God... And then you realise, well, they might have more to lose than other people that are just losing £3 or £4.
Yeah.
So the theory that you've got there, Victoria, is a good one. If you can whack on a load of weight, you know,
between
up
now
to
and
September.
I mean, this week, I mean, I have gone all out. I bought a packet of Jaffa cakes yesterday. I bought a packet of, oh no, I bought some new Bourneville dark chocolate orange.
Oh, I saw it on Instagram. It looks amazing.
Yeah. And while I was in B&M, I saw somebody walking around with Frazzles and I thought, I need some Frazzles. So I went and bought a multi-pack of Frazzles.
Yeah, nice. They're actually, I find Frazzles a bit disappointing.
I like them.
Yeah. Shop-owned Frazzles.
Right.
The bigger packs. Oh. The ones that are four times the size of
that still aren't share packs.
Oh, like the ones from like Tesco.
Yeah. They're much. I'm just going to say I'm not dissing Frazzles. Frazzles, if you're around, hit me up. But you know, just saying.
So that's my plan. Yes, I'm going to cram everything in from like now until Saturday when it all starts again. And I am getting a Graze box delivered tomorrow. So that's like all the cured meats and crackers and cheese.
Ooh, nice.
So I'm going to have a lovely few days, guys, and then back on it from Saturday.
Oh, I can't wait till Saturday. Will you have the batteries in place by Saturday?
Yeah, I have ordered them from eBay, so we'll see if they arrive in time. And I'll do a story update.
Well, if they don't, I'm going to bring some round. Tell me what size you're on. Because I know you've whacked all that half stone back on.
Yeah, you've got to be honest about it as well. You can't just say my classic of I'm restarting, so it doesn't count. So what went before it? No, I want to know how much you've gained this last month.
You're a fine one to talk pop kettle.
I'm invested in you putting weight on this month. That's how I'm feeling.
You know what, Katie? I've invested myself in putting weight on this month as well. So don't worry.
Well, good luck.
We'll update you all on Saturday, I promise.
Good luck. Right, now on to the least supportive diet partner nominations. And we've had loads in again. This one's come from Ruth. She says, my nomination for least supportive diet partner is Sainsbury's. They had strawberries and cream chocolate digestives for 20p a packet.
Wow.
I bought four. Packs of 16 tea cakes and all the mallowy mushness for 45 pence.
Nice.
Bought two. They also had UHT red milk. So I thought, oh yes, that's healthier because I'm on a diet. Only to get home and look at it properly and realise it's actually Polish full fat milk. It was a biscuity bargain and Sainsbury's sabotage.
It doesn't help, does it?
No, not at all. But is it whoops aisle that we said that's fine, that's sin-free?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that aisle.
Here's the thing. Isn't Boris banning, like, offers on bad food recently? So do we stock up before the ban?
That's a great point.
You see, the whoops aisle, I did make a whoops aisle purchase the other day. In fact, I made four two-packs of cookies and cream cheesecake in Morrison's. It was reduced to 60 pence a pack.
Wow.
And I took them to my mother's house at the weekend and had none.
Oh,
sabotaged all their diets, which I felt amazing about. I didn't have any myself. But yeah, so, but my argument to her then was, it's got the yellow sticker on, it's sin-free. So I still think the whoops stuff will still be available, but buy one, get one free. I mean, is it three for £1.20 on the full-size chocolate bars near the tills?
Oh, yeah.
They're scrapped.
Right, guys, I'm going to stock up for September because that's when I'm next off plan. Perfect.
Right, before we've crowned this week's Slimmer of the Week, let's get some more of your stories at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter and on Facebook.
Chloe says, today I bought the bars of Terry's Chocolate Orange as this is my utter weakness. But my head is so in the game right now. I knew I couldn't eat the whole bar and remain within my sins and calories.
Wow.
So I thought, I know, I'm going to try and do something unspeakable. Something I never thought I'd even consider doing. I broke off just 5 segments and put the rest back. Don't get me wrong, I'm practically rocking backwards and forwards like an addict, but I can do this. Hashtag damn, I'm on plan.
Amazing.
Yeah, that is good.
That's great.
Because it eats away at your brain when you know it's in the cupboard and it's open.
Yeah, I agree. It's a niggly thing there until it's all gone. And then the old Katie would have wanted the whole chocolate bar before it rested.
Well, I'm so excited that I have literally the Jaffa cakes. You know what? The twin packs are going to be consumed by Saturday. So excited.
Right. Update on those. There used to be 12 cakes in a pack. There's now only 10.
Yeah.
So actually helping you lose weight there.
Yeah. Well,
still charging the same, right?
Sickening. I should have got two packets then, shouldn't I, really?
So 40 instead of the 20.
Go back,
the dream.
Go back, Victoria, and also pick up batteries.
Yes, good point.
We've heard from Camilla as well. Now, Camilla was on our Secret Slimming Club Zoom meeting. Remember Camilla?
Yeah, I remember Camilla, yes.
Oh, I loved her.
Of course we did.
I think everyone did, didn't they?
She won the £100 in the last Zoom meeting. And to cut a very long story short, took off a bra. That's all we're telling you right now.
Yeah, so Camilla says, I just told my fiance that I got £100 for taking my bra off on Zoom, and there is a strong chance he now thinks I'm hashtag just for fans cam girl. So the wedding might be over, but the hen party is still on, as I've worked bloody hard and lost £21 on the Fast 800 for that Benidorm bikini.
Wow.
I think I might go and treat myself to a new one now with the cash. Thank you so much, ladies.
It was amazing. Like the dedication.
It was so funny.
We didn't know what she was up to. All we knew is that she came back, sat down, and her t-shirt was inside out and back to front. And when I looked in the corner of the screen on Zoom, there was a mirror. So she could well have flashed without
knowing.
But she did. I watched it back and she didn't, bless her. But what a fantastic sport. Thank you so much, Camilla. You made our evenings. This last message is coming from Donna Metcalf.
She
says,
say before we move on, that if you weren't at the Zoom meeting, this sounds well dodgy. It sounds like we've gone strip off for cash. That's not what happened. If you want to join us,
I'd do it if it was an option.
Well, Victoria, do it for 20 quid.
I'd do it for a pack of Jaffa Cakes, guys. Let's not bullshit here.
And Donna Metcalf sent a message and she says, Joe, just listening to your liquid diet idea, I did something similar called the 6 week shred from Dr. Ian Smith. Ian Smith before my wedding, and lost 2 stone in less than 3 months. It's all about eating little and often, but lots of the meals are smoothies, protein shakes and soups. Then you randomly get the odd lasagna or pizza to shock your body. I was never hungry on it. Worth a try. That's exactly, we all need to shock our bodies eating a pizza.
And that doesn't come from us. It doesn't come from Donna. It comes from a doctor.
Dr. Ian Smith.
A doctor. Thank you.
You've all got yourselves an exclusive Guess Who's Nailed Dieting sticker. Right, it's time to crown this week's Slimmer of the Week. It was our holiday last week. Victoria won the week before. And it's now 8 weeks since I was crowned Slimmer of the Week.
Oh, you need to try harder, Katie.
In that 8 weeks, I have lost.
8 weeks. God, that's been a while, hasn't it, actually?
Just... for a stone in 8 weeks.
Victoria, it's up to you to choose a Slimmer of the Week.
Do you know what? I mean, Katie, you have done so, so, so well. And Joe, I applaud the fish and chips that you've had multiples of.
Thank you.
In your holiday, I really, really do. But I'm not really one to break tradition, break routine. So, I mean, we've done 8 weeks. We might as well go 9. So, Joe, you're Slimmer of the Week.
Can I just say...
well done,
No, you can't. Woo! No, Katie,
I can't, because I am the host of this podcast. Every time we do an episode... Thank you to the lovely listeners who message me on my Instagram to tell me what vicious bitches you both are.
That doesn't exist.
What poison they do. And what poison you both spit. So this is fine.
We're talking about private messages then, can I tell you about all the ones that I get where, Victoria, you're the favourite and clearly the inspiration, because I get them
the
quite
ones
a lot
from
too.
Your mum don't you. Count.
Can I just say that Katie...
Actually, it was from my dad.
Katie seems to forget when she did this because you'd had a gastric band or whatever you had, Victoria.
Yeah.
I know. There's a lot of tit for tat going. There's only me, really, that's innocent in this game.
I was going to say, yeah, Joe, you never seem to lose this. You're just the constant winner. I don't know how you manage it.
Thank you.
You may or may not agree with this. You might want to nominate yourself for Slimmer of the Week. Get in touch with us on our socials. We are at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter, and on Facebook. And if you rate and review this podcast, it helps us, and those clicks of your phone will help you burn calories. So whether you're slimming or sinning, remember there's no shame in a game.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time.
That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.